I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News, with the president's weekly conversation.
There's a lot of talk about disappointments and things we haven't gotten done, but this is something we did get done. I ran for president to unite the country. This bipartisan infrastructure law I signed 2 months ago unites us around things we all depend on. Whether you're in rural Kentucky or downtown Philadelphia, you should be able to turn on a faucet and drink clean water. Students should be able to get the internet if they needed to do their homework at home instead of having to drive to a fast food parking lot. People need good jobs. You know, we've heard it said, talent is equally distributed, but opportunity is not. When we invest in infrastructure, we're really investing in opportunity. These are investments that will build a better America. Sounds like hyperbole, but it's real. So today I want to talk about the progress we made in 2 months since I signed the bill into law and to make a big announcement as well. Here's some of what we've done so far. The Department of Transportation has released nearly $53 billion to states to modernize highways. So you have to leave 30 minutes earlier to get to work just because of a traffic jam. That's going to be fixed. We've announced more than $240 million in grants to improve ports in 19 states to speed up and strengthen our supply chains, lower cost, and get you the things you need more quickly. We've announced $3 billion for over 3,000 airports around the country to make them more modern, safe, and sustainable. And we're kicking off the largest investment in affordable, reliable, high-speed internet in our nation's history, $65 billion, to get to every corner of our country connected, urban, rural, and suburban. Our infrastructure work also protects health, cleans up the environment, and helps us fight climate change. Across this country, people have been struck and they've been struck by all the changes that are needed. They're stuck, they're angry, they're sickened by the broken water and sewer systems, polluted water from the faucets, raw sewage in their backyards. I want you to know, I see you, I hear you, we understand. So we've already announced over $7 billion in clean water funding to states so they can fix and upgrade their aging water systems and sewer systems. It's going to take some time, but the money's there and they're getting the money. Our children deserve no less. We've also released an action plan to replace all of our nation's lead pipes in the next decade. This is the United States of America, for God's sake. Everyone in this country should be able to turn on the faucet and drink clean water. And it's time to get back to the business of cleaning up the hazardous waste sites that poison our land and water and have stricken entire communities, and getting back to holding polluters accountable to keep that pollution from happening in the first place. The Environmental Protection Agency has announced $1 billion to clean up 49 Superfund sites in 24 states. We're talking about cleaning up rivers in Ohio, chemical plants and sites in Florida, polluted lakes in Michigan, and many more. This is long overdue, and we have to stick with it. The Department of Interior is launching a program to cap and plug orphaned oil and gas wells that are spewing methane into the air and are dangerous. Many of these wells are in southwestern Pennsylvania and eastern Ohio, but there are hundreds of thousands of them all across the nation. Capping them is going to create quality jobs, just as it took to dig the well, union jobs to close the well, to keep it safe. One of the ways we're going to reach my goal of 100% carbon pollution-free electricity by 2035 is with wind energy. I visited one of the renewable energy labs in Colorado about a month ago and saw technologies being developed there. And just this week, the Department of Interior also announced the largest ever offshore wind lease sale, which could generate enough clean energy to power nearly 2 million homes and create thousands of jobs in manufacturing, construction, operations, and maintenance. It's just the beginning. Jobs that can't be outsourced. We've also seen the impact of extreme weather, taking down transmission lines, leaving cities and communities dark for weeks. So the Department of Energy launched a new initiative to speed up our efforts to strengthen our energy grid with new and upgraded transmission lines and towers, keeping the power flowing for Americans with cleaner, cheaper, and more reliable energy. And that's going to happen. It's going to make a big difference. I also want to be clear. We're in this to win. And, you know, there's a lot of work underway. And it's going to create a whole lot of jobs. And that brings me to the announcement I want to make today. It's just part of the infrastructure bill. My bipartisan infrastructure law includes the largest investment in our nation's bridges since the creation of the interstate highway system. Bridges to connect us. Bridges to make America work. Across our country right now, there are 45,000 bridges. 45,000 that are in poor condition. And I've had a chance to see some of them myself. As we prepare to celebrate Dr. King's birthday, we're also reminded that too often bridges and highways were built through the heart of historic communities, particularly Black communities, cutting off families, churches, and businesses. We're going to use our infrastructure investments to reconnect communities. One thing I'm certain of, everyone out there knows what I'm talking about. People have written me about bridges they depend on. One man told me that the bridge he traveled on every day is a tragedy waiting to happen. One woman wrote that a bridge near the center of her town had to be closed. And now drivers and tourists bypass downtown, consequently devastating local businesses. And one person wrote to me to say, quote, "This is your chance to show the people in my area that they matter to you," end of quote. I hear you. I hear you. You do matter to me. And we are going to get it done. My infrastructure law includes a total of $40 billion in funding for bridge improvements. I'll end with this. These investments are consequential. We're just getting started. We're building back better than ever before. We can do this. This is what a better America is going to look like. So thank you all very much.
That was the President's Weekly Conversation. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.